Head over to the livestock side. This is kind of interesting. You and I were talking about this whole issue with the longshoremen. Information coming in expert-wise, you say, doesn't match up.
No, it doesn't. We are hearing that containers are backlogged and that the, you know, numbers of ships at anchor are huge and that they can't get product out. Yet weekly pork export sales, as reported by the government, have been outstanding now for the last couple of weeks. So something just does not add up right.
And in time, hopefully, we'll get some answers.
You bet.
Now, the hogs are, you say, trying to change direction within their market today?
Yeah, we've got the April contract, you know, 80, 90, 100 higher. We really need to see the futures contract take out 66 yesterday's high. And there are 125 points below that level, but these markets are severely oversold and I think capable of a real nice move up.
Are we sitting here waiting on some cash to take place for these cattle?
Yeah, we're still hearing a 162 bid, and the market is sold off hard, and now we've recovered. We're near unchanged.
It's been kind of quiet for this cattle market. Are we going to continue to see this over the next week or so?
Well, I'm not sure what to expect other than the board continues to forecast a sharp decline in the cash steer market at some point in the near future.
You know, you would think with the way the gas prices have been, and we saw the barrel drop again yesterday, that we would see maybe a pickup in consumers' purchases, not only at the grocery store, but restaurants.
Yeah, they've been doing some surveys along that line. The credit card companies basically are coming out with surveys and indicates that it's not going to be that easy, you might say. Consumers are paying off debt, and they're not necessarily going to just take that extra money to the meat counter.